for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 5th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Stony Point Road finally reopened around 3 p.m. yesterday, following an early morning chase and gunfire exchange that left a suspect dead and four Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies injured. Deputies responded shortly after midnight to reports of a man with a rifle in a white sedan at a nightclub in southwest Santa Rosa. After locating the suspect, there was a gunfire exchange, followed by a car chase that resulted in the suspect crashing into a fence. A flurry of gunfire was exchanged between deputies and the suspect. In the end, the suspect died at the scene. One deputy was shot in the leg, two suffered injuries to their hands, and one with a significant head injury. The investigation is ongoing, and the suspect's name has not been released. Of course, today is Super Tuesday, when California, along with more than a dozen other states, go to the polls. In Sonoma County, polls for in-person voting open at 7 a.m. and will close at 8 p.m. You can drop off your ballot at any one of 21 official ballot drop boxes, or the drive-through option is located at the registrar's office at 435 Fiscal Drive in Santa Rosa. Even if Donald Trump sweeps Super Tuesday, he will still be just shy of the 1,215 delegates needed to wrap up the nomination. But it certainly will make him a shoo-in. The question then becomes, does Nikki Haley stay in the race or drop out? She says she is the only one who can beat Joe Biden and is the voice of reason.
And as long as Americans want me to be that voice, I will continue to fight for them.
In sports, the Warriors take on the Bucks at home tomorrow night. And your forecast. Today, we are expecting more rain, up to a quarter inch at best, with highs in the 50s. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Still a chance for some showers. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, lingering showers with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have 25 years' experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Real answers from the law offices of Elisa Ehrlich. Find out if you actually need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
The train is right on time. Grand Funk Railroad, the American Band. Saturday, May 25th, the event at Creighton Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale now at CreightonResortCasino.com. Grand Funk Railroad, the American Band.
2.7
A little after 8 o'clock, and I got a whole laundry list of good stuff stacked up and ready for you this hour. Bon Jovi's coming up. Also, let's see, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. Norman Greenbaum is in the mix, as well as Pat Benatar, some AC/DC, REM, Def Leppard, and Train on the way. And we're going to rewind the year 1982 as well. All coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Want your freedom? Well, who am I to keep you down? We're so right that you should play.
Starting to pick up a little bit out there, so let's get another look at that commute from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch. How are we looking?
Watch out for a collision in Monte Real affecting 116. Traffic sponsored by Audible. Westbound 116 east of Duncan. Apparently, there was a boulder in the roadway and a school bus clipped it. Everything's over on the shoulder now. Nobody's hurt, but watch out for activity through there. Southbound 101, as you roll through Santa Rosa, you're looking at slow going off and on from Hopper down to Hearn, and northbound 101 stacked up between Nerona Park Expressway and College Avenue. Come to Audible and discover the best selection of audiobooks without exception. Bestsellers, new releases, plus podcasts, and exclusive Audible originals. You'll find everything you love all in one place. You can sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Best Picture Oscar is awarded to Gandhi. Late Night with David Letterman is a national habit. in Sonoma County. We watched as Britain led their soldiers to war with the Falkland Islands on television. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf rewinds 1982.
From 1982, that is Pat Benatar and Shadows of the Night. I'm rocking Ricky Michaels. Don't forget, anytime you want to know what's on the air, all you have to do is text us. Two words, okay? Now playing to 707-636-1027, and we're going to text you back telling you exactly what's on the air right now.
Knocking me out with those American thighs.
for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 5th. I'm